Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I am a lion, you are a lion, everyone's falling in love. Roar.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
My name's Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. Peter, what story do we have today?
Our story comes to us from a then kindergartner from Silver Spring, Maryland, named Tamar Posen. And Tamar's story is called Lions.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation, let's hear the original story that Tamar sent in to us.
Brilliant idea. Please read it for us, Lee.
Here it is, Lions. Once upon a time, there was two lions named Sarah and Jack, and they played and played in the zoo, and they had fun together. The zookeepers were so mad because they got out of their cage. Then the zookeepers were worried about other kids who were visiting the zoo. Even though Sarah and Jack were nice lions, they were dangerous. Sarah and Jack walked around visiting the other animal friends and decided to let them out too. So the zoo was full of animals out of their cages. Then, the zookeepers told all the visitors to leave right away and go to another zoo until they found the animals. So the zookeepers found the snake, and then they put the snake back in the cage. They looked for the other animals for a long time and couldn't find them, so they went to bed. Sarah and Jack felt badly that all the animals were out of their cages and no one could visit the zoo. So Sarah and Jack snuck into the zookeeper's house and took all the keys to all the cages. They made all the animals go back to their cages. The next morning, the zookeepers that the animals were back in the cages. The zookeepers were so happy and let all the visitors back into the zoo. The end.
I gotta say, Lee, those zookeepers didn't sound very good at their jobs.
You're right, Peter, but I don't think you'd be able to do much better.
I can't argue with that.
So let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Tamar Posen's story, Lions.
Welcome to the wonderful world of nature. I'm David Cattenborough, and this is a story about two lions in their natural habitat, the zoo. Well, not exactly their natural habitat, but a close approximation. Once upon a time, there were two lions. The first lion was named Sarah.
Roar, I'm Sarah.
And the other was named Jack.
Roar, I'm Jack.
Jack.
And these two lions love to play and play.
We are playing and playing.
I'm Jack.
Oh, but who should show up but these two zookeeper guys?
I'm a zookeeper.
So am I.
I'm Jack.
Yeah, we know that. Get back in your cages, lions. You're not supposed to be out of your cages. It's dangerous.
We are not dangerous. We're friendly.
Well, if you're so friendly, why is Jack eating that bird?
Oh, he's not eating it, per se. He's merely sheltering it from the elements using his mouth. Nothing dangerous about that, right, Jack? All right, okay, he's eating it. Now spit it out, Jack. I'm sorry, bird.
I'm Jack.
All right, that's enough. How many more innocent birds have to survive getting eaten before we learn our lesson? Get back in your cages.
No, we love our freedom. We're going to go around the zoo, visiting our friends and letting them out of their cages. And you can't stop us because we are enormous lions. Isn't that right, Jack?
I'm Jack.
Remarkable. The vocabulary of the male lion is scarcely a fraction of the female lion's.
Jack, sometimes I swear.
I
don't just roar.
Roar!
Well, she's got us there. Let's get out of here.
And so, Sarah and Jack went around the zoo letting all their friends out of their cages.
Thank you, Sarah and Jack, for releasing me, a crocodile. And now, to show my gratitude, I shall produce crocodile tears.
There's something about those crocodile tears that I just don't buy. What about you, Jack?
I'm Jack.
I am so alone.
But what about the two zookeepers? Well, they didn't like that at all. Things had gotten pretty dangerous, so they had to tell everybody visiting the zoo to leave.
I'm sorry, sir. You're gonna have to leave the zoo.
Why ever so?
All of the animals have escaped, and it's really dangerous.
That's a pretty good reason. Goodbye.
So the zookeepers had to round up all the animals and put them back in their cages, starting with the horrible, slimy, poisonous snake.
All right, you horrible snake. Back in the cage with you.
Why just me? There are literally hundreds of animals running wild in this zoo. I was just sunning myself on this rock.
No more of your lies, wretched serpent!
What are you talking about? This is profiling. I demand a lawyer.
All right, back in the cage, beast.
Well, that takes care of the snake. What about the other animals?
Yeah, I can't seem to find them. Oh well, let's go home and get some rest.
We've earned it.
So the two zookeepers went home to their natural habitat, a two-story split-level ranch house. But meanwhile, nobody could go to the zoo, and Sarah and Jack were filled with regret.
What have we done?
I'm sad, Jack.
Oh, Jack, a new word. Way to go.
I'm Jack.
Why do I even try? I know. Let's sneak into the zookeeper's house and steal their keys and use those keys to put all the animals back in their cages.
A foolproof plan, said the narrator. So they snuck into the house, stole the keys, ran all the way back to the zoo, and forced the animals back in their cages.
Back in the cage, crocodile.
But temperature affects the gender of crocodile embryos.
That is totally irrelevant. Get back in your cage.
I don't wanna. You said back in the cage. My mistake. I'll just let myself in.
Now, you might think that this solved everybody's problems, but if you thought that, you would be right. That did the trick. So, the next morning when the zookeepers came back to the zoo, they were so happy they let all the people in the world into the zoo.
Oh, even me?
No. When I said everybody in the world, I meant everybody except for you.
Oh, well, could I at least get a refund?
No.
Hey, I'll just leave. Do you know where my car is?
We destroyed it.
Oh, guess I'll just walk home then. Hey, what's that over there? Oh, no!
Luckily, at that precise moment, the man with the annoying voice was eaten by an elephant. Hooray, what a happy day. And I was a happy narrator.
Hey, happy narrator, what are you doing? Get back into your natural habitat.
Oh, yes, sorry. Fits like an old suit.
It is an old suit.
The end.
And now Lee is going to speak with not only the author of Lions, Tamar Posen, but also with Tamar's sister, Eliana, who is also a Story Pirates author, having her story Eagles performed live in New York City. So here it is. Lee speaks with Eliana and Tamar Posen.
Hi, girls. It's Lee from Story Pirates. Who am I talking to right now?
Eliana and Tamar.
Got it. Eliana and Tamar Posen. Thank you so much for talking to me today. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I had a good day today. What did you guys do?
Well, we went to school.
Do you guys always talk at the exact same time?
Yeah.
And what grades are you guys in?
Eliana, I'm in fifth grade.
And I, Tamar, am in fourth grade.
Oh, awesome. Only 1 year apart. Do you guys go to the same school?
Yeah.
And do you like it?
Yeah, it's my favorite school ever.
Do you guys like being at the same school together?
Oh, not really, but we're okay.
I guess so.
Why don't you like it?
Well, she's always there, and she almost choked me at recess today.
What? That seems to be against the rules, if I remember the rules correctly.
Oh, it's okay. We're okay. I'm a patrol there.
What does that mean?
I take care of the little kids.
Oh.
I am in Miss Anderson's class,
and
I love my sister.
Oh. And so you guys live in Maryland?
Yeah.
And how do you like Maryland?
Hate it. I don't like Maryland.
Why not?
Because it gets hot and cold and hot and cold, and it's so buggy. I want to live in California.
And yeah. New York.
Maryland's like basically a giant swamp, right?
Yes.
But it also gets hot and cold and buggy in New York. You know that, right?
Well, it's a city, so that makes a huge difference.
But I agree with you that California is really nice.
And Story Pirates is in New York.
That's right. We're in New York and in California. Did you know that?
Oh my gosh.
You guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
So, can I ask you some questions about the stories that you guys wrote for Story Pirates?
Sure.
So,
wait, we have a dog.
Oh, tell me about your dog.
His name is Yofi, and he's a black standard poodle.
Ooh. I like poodles because they're hypoallergenic.
Yeah, he's really smart, and he doesn't shed.
Tell me the name of your dog again.
Yofi. Yofi means great and wonderful in Hebrew.
Oh.
Yofi.
So let me ask you about your story. So tomorrow you wrote the story Lions.
Yeah.
And Eliana, what's the name of your story?
Eagles.
Both animals. How did you guys get the idea for your stories?
I wanted to make a story about lions because I usually don't see them at the zoo because they're in their caves or something. But I thought maybe if they would get out of their cave, everyone can see them.
Great idea for a story. Eliana, tell me about how you got the idea for eagles.
They were my favorite eagle when I wrote it. Favorite animal, I mean. Sorry. Okay. Favorite animal when I wrote it. Then we were learning in school about stories. We were reading some stories how one type of animal got left out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to make an eagle who couldn't fly. And then at the end, he learns to fly and he goes to fun places like the playground in the sky and like, yeah.
I think you two are really funny. I think you should have a talk show together.
Yay! Help us out, get the talk show.
Okay. What do you think you would talk about on your talk show?
Our life.
Yeah, me and Eliana hating each other.
Wait, nice. You said you loved each other earlier.
Do you have a brother or sister?
I do. I have a brother and a sister. And I agree, sometimes there's a little bit of a love-hate thing going on. Where you love them and you hate them.
Oldest child, middle child, or youngest child?
I'm the youngest child. I like being the youngest because you can get whatever you want.
Yeah, that is
it. See, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest.
Wait, I have a question for you girls. I have another question. You know, Story Pirates help kids write stories, right? So if you had to give a kid advice on how to write a story, what would you say?
Well, usually all stories have a problem and a solution, a setting, characters, and a happy ending.
Awesome. Great. And what about you, Eliana? What advice would you give someone who wanted to write a story?
Well, you can make a funny story. It all depends on what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But what Tamar said, those are like the bare necessities of a story.
Right. What if you're talking to someone who's like, oh, I really want to write a story. I know about characters and setting and problem solution, but I'm not inspired. I don't know what to write about.
Maybe write about what they like and make up a character that loves that thing and write about it with a problem and solution, but write about what they like and different things that they like about.
I think that's really good advice. What about you, Tamar? Do you have any advice?
If you want to make a story, you would love to make it about like 10, 12 pages.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's not. And you can make whatever you want to. You don't have to make pictures, or you can make old pictures.
That's awesome. That's great advice. I think we're just about at the end. Is there anything else you guys want to tell me before we go?
I would want to tell you that I really like that you invented story pirates.
Girls, thank you so much for letting me interview you, and thank you for letting us perform your stories. You guys are hilarious and awesome.
Thank you. You're awesome, too.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. If you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Sirius XM Radio. Do you love this podcast? Do you want to help us reach more kids in more schools? Then go to storypirates.org and click support to make a tax-deductible donation. If you want to see the Story Pirates live and in person, here's where you can see us. We'll be in Colorado at the Pace Center on February 25th, and on March 15th, we head to Torrance, California. And on that same day, in New York City, we have our biggest improv show for kids ever at the NYU Skirball Center. That's on March 15th in New York City. We have plenty of other shows in New York, Los Angeles, Arkansas, and everywhere in between, so check out our website, storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our online store and buy a t-shirt or a hoodie. Again, that's storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.